Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with a special pharma special, small cap pharma special, generally small cap, on Tuesday, the 16th of June. And quite a conundrum, I think, in terms of these stocks like Avacta, where you're not quite sure whether the glass is half empty or half full. And obviously, the COVID situation becoming less intense in terms of numbers, at least, and victims over the last few weeks. The charting position with Avacta, and probably a lesson in terms of how to approach this, would be to look at what has been the head and shoulders reversal that we had. We broke the neckline there, the black line there, around the 130 pence level, and have fallen quite sharply below the 50-day line. We have the stock also well below RSI 50, which is, let's say, in bearish territory, but not low enough, as we were in March, to be oversold and to provide a potential entry point there for bottom fishers. Probably the best scenario here, or the best way of approaching this, is to either look for an end of day close back above the 50-day moving average at 112, obviously giving away some of a potential gain, but that is actually above today's current high, or to go for an end day close back above the low of May, which was a pound, which we've already done, or even the second low in May at 105. Then if you did actually enter around current levels, the stop loss would be that last April support at 89 pence. But have to say, with this situation, normally the best thing is to look for a momentum trigger, which in this case would be an end of day close back above the 50-day line at 112 pence. Luckily that's still rising, so that is a positive. Or RSI 50 versus 38 at the moment. If we do get above the 50-day line, the initial target then would be back towards that broken neckline around the 130 to 135 pence area. Another stock causing grief at the moment, to the bulls, that is GeneDrive. Here you can see that the shares lost the 50-day moving average at £1.21, basically on the close yesterday. And so if it was the same sort of situation as Avacta, I'd be saying wait for an end-of-day close back above that, the 50-day line, or a break of that May resistance line at the same level before going long again, so you have a momentum trade on your hands. Otherwise, in terms of the bottom fishing brigade, we do have an uptrend line there from March running through 95 pence, and so far I suppose that has actually held. You'd want to see it held on an end of day close basis. So far we could do that, and then use the stop loss as put in a stop loss there at 87 pence, or just below that, given that we have that as today's intraday support. RSI not helpful, so not oversold enough to provide a falling knife type purchase, and also way off the neutral 50, which would be a potential place to go long of the stock if the RSI then recovered that particular level. I wrote about Hemogenics today, and also a covered chart recently, but just worth looking at that again. Same sort of thing here. Would prefer to see it back above the 50-day moving average at 5.58 pence on an end-of-day close basis, to then look for 6.5 or 7 pence retracing the losses seen so far in June. Novacyt, I have to say, even caught me out in terms of the way it's behaved of late. There was an uptrend line from, actually the floor of the channel there from January, running through around the 220 pence level. That was broken. That's been broken the last couple of days. Obviously not very not very helpful. We also initially filled that gap from April towards 220. It bounced and then actually failed after that. So all over the place at the moment, and that does is a kind of warning anyway. The other situation to note is that we did actually hit overbought, oversold territory rather, around RSI 30, so that is a plus for people to be going long now. But I would still be looking for a momentum trigger, in this case an end of day close back above the 20-day moving average at £2.43. If we saw that, then there's a possibility of a move back towards support on the way down, just around the 300 pence level. So giving away a bit of the potential upside there to look for further or at least a better momentum trade as far as Novacyt is concerned. Mega Diagnostics, another favourite amongst the COVID brigade. Here, not quite the bloodbath that we've seen in other situations. So the stock effectively hitting that uptrend line on the floor of the April price channel around the 52 pence level. We've already had a historical support through May and into June in the 40s. Probably the best situation now would be to look for any dips towards the 50-day moving average of 48 pence and then have a stop loss just below it. Probably don't need to use the momentum trigger of an end-of-day close back above the 20-day moving average at 59 pence. In this situation, ideally, we bounce off the 50-day line and remain above the 40 pence area. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First is Open Orphan, where you can see an interview on ShareTalk. I think it's just been released. Here we've got a situation where we've had support for the shares after breaking out of that rising trend channel. Support for the shares above the 50-day moving average at 10.77 pence, somewhere between that and the 20-day line at 12.5 pence. End-of-day close above the 20-day line is probably the best signal here on a technical basis at the moment, and that could potentially take the shares back up towards the peaks of the year to date at 16 pence. The stop loss on the bull argument at the moment on a technical basis back below the 50-day line. Last one of the bunch today is Tiziana, which I suppose in some ways was has been protected by not having risen so much compared to its peers. Here, we've got a situation where the shares are between the 50-day line at 72 pence and the 20-day line at 92 pence. Probably the easiest thing here is to wait for an end-of-day close if we get it above the 20-day line and then look for the shares to head back up towards the best levels of the year to date in the 110 to 120 band within that rising trend channel that I have just drawn. But end of day close above the 20-day line, the easiest trigger there for Tiziana. That's it for me today. I hope this was helpful for pharma COVID traders.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.